Here's a thought I'll title, Our Inescapable Reliance on Stuff. Just as a sort of a thought experiment, what would you do if you could no longer purchase ink for your printer? What would happen to your photography? Would you stop being a photographer? And of course, your answer might be, well, I'd just buy a different printer. But what if the three big printer manufacturers, Epson, Hewlett-Packard, and Canon, what if they suddenly decided to stop manufacturing printers because it wasn't a profitable business venture for them? And they realized that so many people are doing online, Instagram, et cetera, that the print business just kind of dries up and blew away. What would you do? What would have to change in your photography? And how would you feel about that change if it became unavoidable and necessary? Would you stop being a photographer? Would you do something else with your creative life? Maybe take up pen and ink drawing or guitar? And you might say, well, I'd go back to analog technologies. Yeah, but what if you could no longer purchase film? Or batteries for your cameras, or lenses for your cameras. I suppose there's the used market. You could search for what you need on eBay. But of course, eBay is fed by manufacturers making new things and people buying them and then deciding to sell them. Well, if they can't buy them because the manufacturers aren't making them, then what happens to the photographic industry? Platinum prints and gum bichromate prints and tin types and daguerreotypes and Woodbury types, they all use not that complicated chemistry. You might say, I just use those materials rather than gelatin silver materials that have to be manufactured. But you still need film. You still have to have a negative with any of those processes in order to make them work. Probably the only exception to that is photograms. We could all become photogram experts by mixing our own light-sensitive chemicals, coating our own paper, and exposing things via the sun. But doesn't that seem pretty primitive? A cousin to photography, but not the same thing as an optically created image. So what would you do? I don't have an answer for this. I have no idea what I would do. I'd probably find some way to be creative. Maybe I'd pick up the harmonica or something. Because I can't imagine life without a creative component in it. But there is no question, at least for most of us, that we are incredibly dependent on manufacturers continuing to make the things that we use and need in order to do our photography. I suppose that's probably true of every other art medium if you think about it. But if suddenly there were no computers, we could always write novels with pen and ink and paper. And I suppose we could find a couple of dozen media that would become reasonable alternatives to photography if we could no longer do it. I don't want to set off a panic by any means. As far as I can tell, there's no reason we should think that our technologies will go away soon. But they will go away eventually, because every technology that's used to make photographs does, eventually. And where does that leave us? Which seems to lead to one inescapable conclusion, and that is, make your work now, because the materials you use are available now, and there's no guarantee they'll be available 10 or 20 years from now. And those of us of a certain age know the veracity of that statement.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.